Hey, this is Jeremy. Just wanted to hop on before the episode started with a few announcements. We really want to hear from you, and perhaps the best way to do that, we actually have a subreddit now. It's just r/polyphonicpress, and I'll leave a link to it in the show notes. But it's always been my dream to have a community where we can all get together and talk about the albums that we review and just music in general. So if you want to join the community and start the community, really, because it's quite small right now, it's just r/polyphonicpress. And you can always help out the show in various ways. You can check out our Patreon and get these episodes the day before that they go live, and leave a rating and a review on Apple Music or Spotify or wherever you're listening. Those are great ways to get in touch with us as well. That's it. I just wanted to say that. And now on to the episode. Thank you.
This is Polyphonic Press, the podcast where two music fans pick a classic album completely at random. Using the patented random album generator, they are given an album to review from a curated list of over 1,000 classic releases, spanning multiple genres. And now onto the show. Here are your hosts, Jeremy Boyd and John Van Dyke.
Hey, welcome to Polyphonic Press. I'm Jeremy Boyd.
I'm John Van Dyke.
And let's not waste any time. We've got the patented random album generator right in front of us here. So we have no idea what album we're going to be listening to. So all we have to do is hit the button and find out what album we're going to be reviewing this week. And the album we're going to be reviewing is Randy Newman, Sail Away.
Interesting.
I don't know too much about Randy Newman.
I know some of his early stuff is pretty cool.
Okay, so this album was released on May 23rd, 1972 on Reprise Records, produced by Lenny Warrinker and Russ Titelman, and on allmusic.com, let's see what it has to say. It says, on his third studio album, Randy Newman found a middle ground between the heavily orchestrated pop of his debut and the more stripped-down rock-oriented approach of 12 songs, and managed to bring new strength to both sides of his musical personality in the process. The title track, which Newman has described as a sort of commercial jingle written for slave traders looking to recruit naive Africans, and Old Man, in which an elderly man is rejected with feigned compassion by his son, were set to Newman's most evocative arrangements to date, and rank with the most intelligent and effective use of a large ensemble by anyone in pop music. On the other end of the scale, Last Night I Had a Dream and You Can Leave Your Hat On are lean, potent, mid-tempo rock tunes. The former features some slashing and ominous slide guitar from Ry Cooder, and the latter a witty and willfully perverse bit of erotic absurdity that later became a hit for Joe Cocker, who sounded as if he took the joke at face value. Elsewhere, Newman cynically ponders the perils of a stardom he would never achieve. Lonely at the Top, originally written for Frank Sinatra, offers a broad and amusing bit of political satire, political science, and concludes with one of the most bitter rants against religion that anyone committed to vinyl prior to the punk era. God's Song, and in brackets, That's the Way I Love Mankind. Whether he's writing for three pieces or 30, Newman makes superb use of the sounds available to him, and his vocals are the model of making the most of a limited instrument. Overall, Sail Away is one of Newman's finest works, musically adventurous and displaying a lyrical subtlety that would begin to fade in his subsequent works.
Okay.
Okay, so the album starts with Sail Away, and the first side ends with Old Man. So if you're listening along with us, we're going to listen to the first side, discuss it, and then we'll listen to the second side. So if you want to pause the podcast episode right now and listen to the first side and stop at Old Man, and we'll discuss the first side there. Okay, so here we go. Here's the first song, the title track, Sail Away.
All right.
Okay, wrapping up the first side with Old Man. Pretty, kind of a dark song, but with some, like, the music was happy, but I guess not dark, but like...
I don't know. I think that was definitely a darker song.
They say, nobody needs you, or what is it? Nobody needs you, and you don't need anybody, and nobody needs you. Everybody dies, or something like that. It's, yeah. Yeah, this album is interesting. I kind of like the string arrangements on this. They really kind of complement the song well. I can see it kind of maybe being a little bit overwhelming. They don't really feel out of place here.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of the lyrics are done with a sense of irony, I guess. And so it's sort of like these really sweet sounding music, but with this sort of sarcastic lyrics, you know, and sort of that's kind of what he does, really.
I'm not sure what to think. I mean, the one song that came up, I'm trying to remember which one that was, I believe is Last Night I Had a Dream, where you suddenly hearing Ry Cooder's guitar playing in it in the middle, and it's a little bit more up to what I had heard from some of his earlier stuff that had sort of interested me. Some of this other stuff, it's not bad stuff. It's just not what I seek out for the most part. I mean, he's clearly a good songwriter. There's a couple. I know Leave Your Hat On. I'm familiar with what was it? Etta James did a version of it. I'm familiar with that song and stuff like that. And of course, I'm familiar with some of his later stuff. You know, doing stuff for Toy Story and whatnot.
Yeah, and some of the stuff in the 80s, like I Love LA, I think that was probably his biggest hit. Yeah, this is most commercial song anyway. But yeah, no, it's I kind of know what you mean. It's sort of like it's hard to he's definitely going for something here on this album. Like he's definitely going for those strings and everything, but I kind of know what you mean in terms of just not quite what you expect for him. And honestly, I didn't know what I expected because I'm not that familiar with his music, to be completely honest. Like I'm really not that I think my first introduction to him was the Toy Story soundtrack, and I didn't know who. I was like, oh, okay, he's Randy Newman, that's the guy that did the music in Toy Story. Okay, it's like, and so then I hear about like how he was this like this really almost like Frank Zappa in the 70s, like almost that kind of those lyrics, you know, that's kind of what he was trying to do, like those. And I think that's what this album is. It's like he's trying to be overly sappy with the music with the dark lyrics, and that's where the sense of humor comes from. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to be like so over the top sappy with the music, and that, and undercut that with like dark lyrics about an old man dying. You know, I think that's sort of what he's going for. So it's not like the strings are like, it's not earnest. The strings aren't, he's not being sincere with the music. It's ironic. And it's funny, and it's something you either get or you don't. And people, like in the part of the song "Sail Away," it's about slaves in Africa, and people think it's it says right in the Apple Music description, is that you could mistake that for a patriotic song, and it's like that's the point. Like he's trying to. The smart people get it, and the other people will just, you know, it'll just go over their heads. So that's what he's trying to go for. It's like Frank Zappa, or, you know, it's done with a sense of humor.
Okay. Yeah, I can sort of see where that's coming from.
So if you go into it with that mindset, it's a little easier to take. Because, yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from. If you're hearing this for the first time, it's like, this isn't what I expect from Randy Newman. Like, what's this?
Well, I did know that, I think when in the description you were talking about where his second album was more of like a sort of like rock album, that I was wondering if I was going to hear a little bit more of that. I thought it was kind of cool having Roy Cooter on. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm like, oh, I'm just the one guy, all I like is the rock and stuff like that. But that's kind of like what I was just sort of expecting. Like, I wanted to hear a little bit more of that side of him on this album. But I guess if I want to hear that side of him, I have to go to that album.
Yeah, and I think he's one of those artists that kind of changes it up every album that he does. Like, he doesn't do the same thing on every album. He's, you know, doing different things, you know, so it's sort of like when you hear a Randy Newman album, it's like you don't really know what to expect. So it's like if you thought his style of music was this, then all of a sudden he's, you know, throwing a curveball and he's doing something completely different.
I would almost place him as someone like Harry Nilsson or something like that. So who's someone I'm a little more familiar with, oddly enough. I mean, I know Randy Newman's the bigger name, I don't know, Harry Nilsson sort of wound up in my, you know, in my household a little bit more prominently. So, and he did stuff like that where he was definitely not serious all the time. He put out an album that was entirely old standards, and I think he was being somewhat sincere with that. But the album, like, right before that one is the one where he put on Coconut and stuff like that. And it was just... It was called, Son of Schmilson or something like that, where he's just, it's almost theatrical, but none of the songs necessarily go together, but they could, is one of those things.
And I think with Randy Newman, it's maybe he's a little more subtle in his humor. So it's like you have to really listen to sort of kind of go, oh, I see what he's doing. So, yeah, I guess we'll move on then to the second side, and it starts with the song Political Science. So, here we go. Okay, ending the album with God's Song, and in brackets, that's why I love mankind. Okay, so yeah, the second side was a little more rock, I guess.
I don't know. Well, a little bit, maybe.
A little bit. Less strings.
Yeah.
So, okay, so what did you think of the last half of the album?
I thought Political Science was pretty funny. Just blowing up the world because they all hate us anyway. From the U.S. perspective, at least Randy Newman's idea of a U.S. perspective.
Isn't it funny how after 50 years that song is still relevant?
Somewhat, yeah. I mean, unfortunately. Yeah. I don't know. And God's Song is really, holy cow. That one's pretty scathing.
Yeah. Would it surprise you that Randy Newman is a staunch atheist?
No.
That's, yeah, I mean, he doesn't pull any punches, really. I mean, he's, in his songs anyway, I mean, he says what he wants to say, you know, and, you know, I'm not that familiar with Randy Newman, and I actually enjoyed this album. I enjoyed it for what it is. I enjoyed it for the satire that it is, and, you know, taking the piss out of everything, really. You know, religion, politics, you know, there isn't anything he didn't really touch on this thing. I don't know if I would necessarily listen to this album again. I would probably explore Randy Newman's other stuff first before coming back to this. It's not like this album didn't really, it was fun to listen to, but it didn't really knock me out the way that, or like it didn't, I don't know, there wasn't anything that I would probably listen to it again, but not for a while. Like, it's not something that I'm going to put on immediately again. I'm not, you know, it's, I don't need to listen to this for a while Yeah, there wasn't anything that, and it's not a bad album. It just, I don't know. There wasn't anything that really stood out to me. And I think it's one of those things that if I'm in the mood for, I'll put on, but it's something that I'd have to be in a very specific mood to listen to, I think.
I can definitely appreciate where he's coming from. I can definitely appreciate the, he experiments a little bit with different genres a little bit, though it's mostly like a singer-songwriter. He's piano-based. I don't know what else to say about it. I mean, it's decent. It's just not my thing.
I can appreciate it for what it is, but it's just not, it's not something I'm going to really go back to, I don't think. You know, it's, or, you know, maybe in like a year from now, I'll go back and, oh yeah, that was that Randy Newman album.
Part of me really does want to look up that one album, the one previous to this one, because I heard a little bit of it and it sounded really cool to me. So I need to go look that one up.
Yeah, me too. Like I said, I'm interested in exploring his other stuff just to see, just to compare, because I think he's one of those artists that changes it, you know, every album, doesn't really stick to the same type of thing. Just experimenting, you know, it was the 70s. I mean, it was a lot more acceptable for people to experiment with music, you know, at that time. You know, so it's like, well, you know, the first album is this, I'm going to do something different on the second album. And the record companies were, you know, supportive of that.
Rick Grimes was like, yeah, okay, whatever. Here's some money.
So, yeah, it's a cool album to listen to. But yeah, it's not something that completely blew me away, I guess, is just to sum it up. So anyway, I guess we'll end the show there. Thank you so much for listening if you made it this far. You can check us out on polyphonicpress.com. Yeah, feel free to drop us a line there and, you know, say hello and tell us what you think of the show. If you feel inclined, you can help us out on Patreon. You go to patreon.com/polyphonicpress. There's lots of cool perks there, and you can even get a shout out at the end of each episode, so that's worth checking out there. And I guess that about does it. I'm Jeremy Boyd.
I'm John Van Dyke.
Take it easy.